With me in the studio is award-winning Canadian actor and producer Matthew Wilson. He's here today to talk about his passion for acting and leading a healthy lifestyle. Welcome to the show. Let's Run with Christine Blanchette.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So, Matthew, when did you get the acting bug?
Oh boy, probably, I always forget how old I am now, I think I'm 42, I was really young, like I was 4 or 5, certainly younger than that, I would say, running around and constantly dressing up as a kid.
Impersonating?
Yeah, I just remember always dressing up, like, you know, it was Tuesday and I would dress up like, you know, I was from outer space, and then it was Wednesday, and I'd be the Incredible Hulk, and then Thursday, I'd be a mountain climber. I always liked to dress up, but I really liked to really be the character, so I think that my parents realized then that there was something there. I didn't like always being just myself. I liked to be somebody else all the time, so I don't really know when, but I certainly was a little boy at the time. That's when.
Well, do you get it from your family? Like, do you come from a family of actors?
No, not at all. Not one little bit. No, I have no idea where it comes from. My mom and dad are both very animated, and they're very charming and witty and funny people. Not that I am, but they certainly are. But they had no desires to be in the arts one bit.
Well, you know, you've done over 400 stage plays, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in, you got an award for Skinning the Cat and
yep.
12 Angry Men.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a favorite play that you really like?
Well, I think that there's certainly productions that I liked more than others. But, you know, 12 Angry Men I certainly loved, just for different reasons. I really, really loved that show. I really liked when I did Waiting for Godot. Skinning the Cat I really liked as a play because I knew we were going to turn into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But there certainly is plays that I wish I had not done. I always liked my favorite play is always the one I'm working on right now.
Oh. And which one?
Whatever one I'm working on, that's my favorite.
How do you get the drive to do it? It takes so much work to study. How do you get into your character?
Well, when you're doing theater, you know, you're working on it for a long time. You're working on it, reviewing it. I think a lot of it just, you know, there's you know, theory and there's method acting. I find just repetition. I don't think repetition gets enough credit for the arts.
Mm.
You know, practice makes perfect, and I think that you really find the character when you're rehearsing it 8 hours a day for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. How could you not?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the type of guy that I really work better with repetition.
Mm-hmm. And Matthew, you also acted in film, which is Murdoch Mysteries and My Secret Identity. I mean, do you prefer the stage or television or film?
I like what's ever paying the best.
Okay.
And neither of them pay very well. But I really like the stage. I really like the theater. That's what I really love. But, you know, the last 5 years or so, I've been producing and directing. And I really like to direct. I think I may have found a new calling with directing. But, and I've been producing some film, and I like that. I like it all. You know, one day I like one more than the other, but all in all, if I really had to pick, it would be the theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's my temple, you know, it's what I'm not a religious guy, but I just worship live performance on stage.
And it's like you're working as a team, right? I mean, y'all have
to... Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
that-
yeah. I was never into sports. I'm still, you know, I'm not athletic at all. I look like I'm athletic, but I assure you I'm not. But I think that I always kind of wanted to be in sports. I like the idea of teamwork. But then once I got really involved in theater and I was working with cast members, it's then you realize that you really do work together as a team.
Yes, and you know, Matthew, tell us about the Toronto International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have 6 films in the TIFF right now.
Awesome.
Which was far more ambitious than I had ever set out to be, that's for sure. Most people put in, like, these are short films, and but most people, it would be a big deal to put in 1 or 2, and we put in 6. I have a couple other groups that I work with, and one group, a director and I, we put in a film, and then another director and I, we put in a bunch more, and then I directed a couple myself.
That's awesome.
Now, whether they all get in, now whether any of them get in, I don't know. But we've certainly submitted them.
And when will you know?
God, I hope soon. The anticipation's killing us. But I think probably mid-July.
Well, you'll have to tell us. You'll have to let me know.
Oh, believe me, I'll be telling everyone on the mountaintop. I'll have to be telling everybody, absolutely.
I mean, you are so busy. You have a baby, and you have... you own a company, and you are an actor, director. How do you balance a healthy lifestyle?
Well, I eat very well. I eat as well as I can. But yesterday, you know, I kind of ruined it. I had a cheeseburger, and I had waffles for breakfast. But other than that, I eat very well, and I work out probably 5 times a week, maybe 6 times a week. On average, 5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Christine. I don't know. Like, I don't do anything else. I just work, but I work a lot. But I don't do anything else. I work, and I try to maintain some healthy living, and I have a wonderful supportive wife.
Yes, you work as a team, and you're following a, you know, clean living lifestyle, and
yep.
and you know, working out does help you become better, whatever you do. Correct? The acting.
Oh, absolutely, for sure, 1,000%. When I met my wife, you know, I was getting exercise, but not great exercise, and I wasn't eating very well. I thought I was eating okay, but then right when I met her, she ate wonderfully, and then that kind of changed me. But I have so much more energy now compared to what I used to, now that I get consistently good meals in me. I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm a lot more closer to being a vegetarian now than I ever was. I eat so many greens, so cleanly, so healthily, and lots of good exercise.
And it does help. I mean, do you have a favorite dish that you like to eat?
Well, I sure liked those waffles yesterday. Yeah. But other than that, I don't know. I really don't think I have a favorite dish. Lately I've been really liking pasta, and I don't know why. I have no idea why. My wife has been barbecuing a lot lately, and she's been making up some fabulous vegetables on the barbecue with lots of garlic, and that's kind of my favorite thing I got going on right now.
That's great. And you know, Matthew, you are a father. What's it like? What's it like to have, you know, a baby, and, you know, how do you balance it? And
well, once again, I have a very supportive, wonderful, helping wife, and she does 90% of it, because I, you know, obviously I can't feed the baby. The baby's 5 months, 2 days ago.
That's awesome.
So he's still feeding every couple of hours. Listen, I'm not out at night. I'm not, you know, out till the middle of the night like I used to be. Once we had the baby, everything changed, and that's great. Don't tell anybody that I get more rest now than I ever did, now that I'm home all the time.
Well, that's great.
We had the baby.
So,
but having the baby has changed. He is so great. I don't want to do anything else other than be with him.
Well, that's wonderful. And what is next for Matthew Wilson?
Well, next, I want to see if we get into TIFF.
Yes.
With those films. And if we do, I'll start to focus on a lot of building around some publicity for that. If we don't, and that's quite possible, then I've got a film that I'm working on in August we'll be shooting. And then after that, I want to do a web series in November. and then I'm going to be doing some traveling with my wife for different reasons, different places, different ideas I've got going on with some traveling I got to do. And then in January, I start rehearsing a play that I'm directing called A Whole Lot of Love, and that will be going on stage in February.
Oh, wow. That's, you got your year planned out, and...
That's... Yeah, I like to keep things well ahead of me. I like to keep projects well placed. I have an assistant, and, you know, we really structure my work days, my shooting days, my schedule, my traveling. So we're pretty mm-hmm. in touch. Otherwise, other things get booked up, and there's too much crossover.
And Matthew, one more question. If someone wanted to follow in your footsteps in acting, what tips would you give them?
Don't do acting. Well, you know, I'm not the brightest guy. I just think I work a lot harder than some people. And I realized a while ago that two things. Nobody was going to work harder for you than you. And you have to be diversified. You can't just rest on your laurels of working as an actor. You have to get involved in production and writing and theater and voiceovers and modeling and going to festivals and going to functions and promoting, writing one-man shows, seeing as much as you can. People cannot think that they're just going to work as an actor, because they most likely are not going to.
And, you know, you have to be passionate about it.
Well, you have to be passionate about it. I'm so passionate about it, that's all I want to do and think about and talk about is the arts and acting and performance and directing. Yeah, I certainly have the passion.
Mm-hmm.
If people aren't passionate about it, they really shouldn't do it, because, as I say, they really are probably not going to make any money. So the money seems to kind of fall into place once you get very passionate about it. But this isn't... I realized some time ago, and my wife knows, like, this isn't really a choice. Like, this is what I'm programmed to do, and that is work in the arts.
Mm-hmm. That's well said, and, you know, and I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, Matthew, and best of luck to you, and keep me posted.
I will. Thanks very much for having me on. I always like to hear from you.
Well, likewise, Matthew.
Thank you.